This is Cody Ward from the Locked On Broncos podcast, part of the Locked On NFL Network. Make sure that you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA for the latest news in Broncos country.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the show. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Joining me now, the voice of the UNC Bears, Jason Alvin. Jason, a scrimmage on Saturday, and I want to get into some specifics there, but this was interesting. The rumor mill was churning on Saturday morning. We were hearing some that perhaps there were some changes going on with the coaching staff, that McCaffrey had parted ways with a few guys on the offensive side of the ball. Then this story comes out, footballscoop.com, which I would say pretty reliable as they broke the Mike Bobo story a few years back for Colorado State, saying that Ed McCaffrey parted ways with offensive coordinator Dave Baldwin, who we've had on this show, who was his receivers coach at Stanford, and their running backs coach. Jason, I don't know. Again, you were out there at the scrimmage to cover the scrimmage, so I doubt that was a big topic of conversation because the timing was so strange. But have you heard anything on your end?
Honestly, I have not. Like you said, the rumor mill was buzzing on Saturday. Obviously, Coach McCaffrey was back there calling plays. He was very visible on the offensive side of the ball. He was calling plays from behind the offensive formation. So he was down on the field level, making all the adjustments, making the plays. But as you said, the rumor mill was churning. And as you tweeted out, footballscoop.com had that information. And again, it looked like to me that McCaffrey was the guy calling the shots there Saturday afternoon.
And again, I know you can't speak too much on this, but this would be very interesting considering the fact, Jason, the Bears haven't played a real game. Yeah, a couple of scrimmages under their belt, but they didn't play in the fall, opted out of the spring just to do a few scrimmages with fairly, nearby teams such as CSU Pueblo and Chadron State. But this would be interesting considering the timing and also considering the relationship with Coach McCaffrey and Dave Baldwin.
Well, that's the thing that just kind of surprises me is they go back so long as Baldwin, as you mentioned, was McCaffrey's position coach in college there at Stanford as a receivers coach, and he's been around a lot of different places, most notably and most recently at Oregon State up there. And, their relationship, obviously, I guess, couldn't hold through on this, and then maybe they didn't see eye on some stuff. But, at the end of the day, Coach McCaffrey is the guy that he's got head coach on his office door, and he's got to make these tough decisions. And again, weird timing maybe, but again, maybe it does allow you to hire somebody coming off maybe somebody that has played in the spring that you got to eye on or something. It's just weird. Everything's weird right now because you have some teams playing in this spring format. Weber State wins the quote-unquote Big Sky Championship for the fourth straight year, even though there's a handful of teams that didn't compete in the spring. Cal Poly opted out during this time. So everything is weird right now. Timing certainly isn't ideal, but it makes more sense to do it now at the end of spring ball than wait to get into August. And all of a sudden you're like, well, this isn't working. Let's split ways. And then all of a sudden you're searching with time to camp and 3 or 4 days before your home opener, or whatever the case may be. It makes a little bit more sense right now to just get it done if it wasn't working out.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see, again, if more of that story comes out. And, of course, who will be the running backs coach, sure, but the offensive coordinator. I know that's kind of the bigger talk, especially because of the relationship. Jason, so we won't see Dylan McCaffrey, the other McCaffrey, until next year. So we got to see, or till next season, I suppose. So we got to see, the guys that were perhaps going to be on the start of this depth chart, at least Andrew Brister, Connor Martin, Alec Lewis, Zach Rush. What stood out to you maybe on that quarterback side of things?
Well, honestly, I thought all the quarterbacks had really good days. They were clean. They didn't turn the ball over, which is huge in that position. They didn't force a lot of throws. The one thing that maybe stood out that each of them maybe missed an opportunity on a deep ball that would have been, game-changing tight touchdown throws in that scrimmage against Chadron State. So that was maybe the one thing that you would have liked to have seen from those guys is a little bit more consistency with the deep ball, because they did have the receivers that were able to get a step on you know, the Shadron State defensive backs. And you know, obviously no surprise, you know, a Cassidy Woods and a Jonah Morris, two of the transfers that have brought in from Akron and Washington State, they should be able to get a step on Shadron State defensive backs. I mean, when you look at the competition that they're used to going up against and coming to the scrimmage. But those are plays that have to be hit. There's no question about it. I really liked Andrew Brister, his ability to push the ball downfield. He didn't play like a freshman. He was poised and calm, and obviously you know the lineage there with Bubby Brister being his father, a guy that was instrumental in the Broncos Super Bowl runs there in the late 90s, a teammate of McCaffrey's as well. But he really looked good. Connor Martin, again, was efficient and moved the offense down. He was able to punch into the end zone and had a nice deep ball for a touchdown to Cassidy Woods. So it was a good day for that quarterback room for sure. No question, they really impressed me. Now, again, they're still going into next season. You know, if it was to stay the same, obviously you get Dylan McCaffrey added to that room. But the guys that played on Saturday don't have a collegiate snap under their belt. So with that being said, you know, that's probably the reason why Dylan McCaffrey comes in and makes his mark and will compete for that job.
Yeah, and that's the key word there, Jason. I'm glad you brought that up, compete for that job. I had talked to a few people back during the Zoom call months ago, I guess, when it was announced that Dylan McCaffrey was transferring from Michigan to UNC, that maybe they would have hoped that Coach McCaffrey would have spun it a little bit differently as Dylan was coming to compete for the job. Not necessarily it's his job to lose. Is it a full-on competition, do you think, or is this a foregone conclusion? It's going to be Dylan, that, you know, where he was before, plus who's the head coach. I mean, is there really going to be a competition?
Well, that's a million dollar question, Brady. And I mean, you look at Connor Martin, he's not going to go down without a fight. Andrew Brister, he wants to compete. You know, Dylan McCaffrey with the accolades, a top 300 player coming out of high school at Valor Christian, you know, goes to Michigan, has some playing time there, has the experience coming in. And with obviously the father-son relationship that he has with Ed McCaffrey being the head coach, all lines and all indications point to him starting, but he's got to go in there and compete and win. And again, Connor Martin's a guy, he's going to compete. He wants to play football. All these guys want to play football. So, you know, I don't necessarily know if it will be a competition per se, but you can bet that Connor Martin and the guys that are in the quarterback room right now are going to not back down from a competition with Dylan McCaffrey.
Jason, was Bubby Brister out there, Andrew Brister? I know Christian McCaffrey was out there, saw pictures. Was Bubby out there too?
Bubby was there. I didn't get a chance to speak with Bubby. Gave the old head nod to Christian as he walked by a couple times. But, you know, there was definitely a good crowd out just for the scrimmage, and a lot of Shadron State family as well showed up. It was really exciting to see kind of the juice and energy that the fan base had, considering this was kind of an awkward, you know, thrown together at the last minute type scrimmage that they were able to compete and come out. And so I was really intrigued and impressed by the fans that were there. And obviously you do get some headliners when Ed McCaffrey is the coach. There's going to be a few connections that can be made to NFL past and NFL present as well.
Jason, you obviously, when you were announced as being the voice of the Bears, haven't done a football game yet, so, but you do have a great history with the University of Northern Colorado. What's it like for you personally? You just said it. Going out there to a scrimmage felt like an event. I mean, I wasn't out there, but I'm watching the videos. I'm watching everything via Twitter and social media, and I'm thinking, wow, that scrimmage seems a little more lively than perhaps a game the last 5-10 years.
Well, having come back, and again, you know, being removed from Northern Colorado for 5 years and having been at Montana State, and we came to Greeley last year, or what was that, 2019, I guess, would have been the last football games played between Northern Colorado and Montana State. I really was impressed with the support on Saturday afternoon. I know that people in this area, in the Northern Colorado, will come out and they will support a team that gets the W's on Saturday. So there's no question about that. And the past few years, Northern Colorado has struggled to come by the ways of in the win column. And that's just an unfortunate fact. And, you know, there is some excitement. Ed McCaffrey does bring that extra juice, so to speak, as far as getting people out. I mean, there's going to be people that are intrigued that just want to come watch Ed McCaffrey coach. Like, let's be real honest, there's going to be people that are interested in that. And so I think the hype is there. I think the performance, certainly from what we saw on Saturday, was very, very good considering it's been since 2019 that these guys have really played any sort of football. I mean, they had spring ball last year that was abbreviated because COVID, and I think they got three or four practices in before being shut down. And, you know, they haven't been rewarded with a game since 2019. And they play, it was, everything was live except the kicking game. And, you know, punts, kickoffs, and extra points. Everything was live. And so it was great to see these guys get out there and bang heads and get against a different colored jersey. And it was, there was some excitement. And again, I was very impressed for a mid-April Saturday afternoon that the crowd that showed up to support this team.
Jason, this is almost an impossible question to answer because we don't really know what a lot of these teams are going to look like in the conference. As you said, Weber State, but so many teams opted out. What do you think? Do you see an instant improvement next season in the win-loss column? Do you see Ed McCaffrey and this group, Dylan McCaffrey, whatever it looks like at quarterback, and just the fact that you have fans excited, do you see an instant improvement in that win-loss column next season?
Well, I think that one thing that Coach McCaffrey has been able to do and has been had the time to do is recruit a lot of guys that can play. Like, you look at it, and Aaron and I were making the comment, you know, guys were making plays, and we're looking at the roster. It's like, oh, transfer from Cincinnati, transfer from Akron, you know, and then Cassidy Woods made a couple of nice catches, and one on a fourth down and a big touchdown catch, transfer from Washington. So Coach McCaffrey has had time to go out and get some guys, drop down guys, and with the way that the transfer portal is part of the college culture right now, I think he's done a fantastic job elevating the talent at Northern Colorado. So I do think there will be an immediate change in the win-loss column, and fair or unfair to Ernest Collins, I think that because McCaffrey's had the time to do it, this team looks a lot different than it did at the end of 2019.
Yeah, I mean, if I would have told anybody a year and a half ago that Christian McCaffrey was going to be in Greeley, Colorado, watching a UNC Bears scrimmage, they would have thought it was crazy. Now you look at it, and it's like, holy cow, Christian McCaffrey. This is like, you know, it's the roll out the red carpet, man. It's the star-studded. So McCaffrey's got the star power, no question about it. And I think you're right. I mean, it's a beacon setting up for a lot of potential recruits looking right now, and now's the time for the Bears to capitalize.
100%. And in a program that has been struggling, the opportunity for a lot of these guys to come play immediately is probably what stood out to them. Because, you know, if you're buried on the depth chart at Washington State or Akron or whatever the case may be, TCU, you get an opportunity to drop in. I saw it firsthand at Montana State a couple different times with Washington transfers. They drop a couple of those guys down in Bryce Sterk and Jason Skrempos, and those guys turn into all Big Sky performers. You know, Bryce Sterk was a guy that didn't get a lot of run at University of Washington, comes down and instantly makes Montana State better, instantly makes their defensive line maybe one of the best in the country. And so I think there's a lot of these guys, and especially with this receiving core, I saw a lot of promise with the receiving core that I saw on Saturday. They have the guys that are returning. I don't want to take away from the guys that are returning, but you add those big frames on the outside at 6'4", a piece on the outside, then that allows some of these other guys, Jaron Mitchell, Sam Fields, to maybe get into that slot and create plays over the middle. And there were plays that were made, and I loved it. It was one, it was great to be out, perfect day for football, but just to be out calling football again and seeing it played, it was fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, I know you and Aaron Rath put together some great clips and great calls on our Facebook page. As you said, it was kind of, I don't want to say thrown together, but it was, everything was kind of like last minute. So we had a couple of obligations on Saturday, but we were able to get you guys out for a Facebook Live, and a lot of updates there still available for folks to check out. So Jason, really appreciate that, man. That was a great inside look that Bears fans could get that maybe, you know, they couldn't expect it to get any other time.
Well, exactly. I mean, we late notice, as you mentioned, and so we kind of did what we could do. We apologize. It was my first time Facebook living on my own here, and the Wi-Fi was a little spotty the first time, so we got kicked off, and we went to my phone, and it overheated. And so there was definitely some points where we were figuring things out, but we eventually made the switch to Aaron's hotspot on his phone and moved streamlessly through the second half of that scrimmage. But a lot of fun, like we said, a lot of fun just to be out there calling football. And I am excited to see what Ed McCaffrey brings to the program, not just the, you know, the name recognition, but how he's able to match X's and O's with a lot of these coaches, Jay Hill over at Weber State, you know, Aaron Best up at Eastern Washington, a lot of these schools that have the tradition and everything rolling for him right now. I'm excited to see what Ed McCaffrey can do against these guys when it all comes down to it next fall.
No question about it. Jason, appreciate you, man, and loved your calls with basketball, but I'm really looking forward to hearing you on the football side of things next fall.
As am I. Appreciate you, Brady.
All right, man. Jason Alvin, the voice of the UNC Bears. And I got to tell you, Colfax, I am very intrigued by this whole Ed. Aren't you? Isn't this a story? This whole Ed McCaffrey thing is absolutely a story that really has yet to be told. It's like the previews for the big-time movies, the blockbuster movies, that feels like it's been out for 4 years now, and you're just seeing these previews. What? I can't wait to finally watch this. This is what it is with McCaffrey. And it got a little more juicy after moving on from Dave Baldwin. Here's the thing about Baldwin. He's an older guy. And he almost retired when Coach McCaffrey went back. Remember that? We had Baldwin. I don't know if we had him in here or if we had him on the phone. I really can't even remember anymore because COVID, we haven't had any in-studio guests for a very long time. But I remember talking to him, and it was kind of like, hey, you know, this is one of those opportunities coming back with McCaffrey, with Ed. And, you know, I really like, he was kind of done. He was ready to be done with football. So I wonder if it was more or less, hey, I'll be there for the first year, and we'll jumpstart this baby, and then I'll leave you to it. Well, we didn't have that first year, so I wonder if he got to the end, and he's like, man, maybe it's just too much. I don't know. Again, this is from footballscoop.com, and I know I tend to trust them, and I had a big-time source that I count on actually forward this story to me. So that's where I got it. And these guys have been right most of the time. In fact, they broke the story about Mike Bobo. I don't know how they do it. I don't know who they have giving them this information. It's quite the impressive job that they do. But that UNC did move on from their offensive coordinator and their running backs coach, but specifically Dave Baldwin, with those ties to McCaffrey. That was at footballscoop.com. 42 minutes after the hour. Colfax, let's jump out of here. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.